the little paved house where they found themselves, so when the phoenix had fluttered up from the darkness, they let the stone down, and it closed like a trap door, as indeed it was. The place where they were in was a little shrine, built on the side of a road that went winding up through yellow-green fields to the topless tower. The shrine was a kind of tiny chapel with no front wall, just a place for travellers to stop and rest, and wish to be good. So the phoenix told them. "But what is the good and kind action the carpet brought us here to do?" asked Anthea. "I think it would be kind to find the owners of the treasure and tell them about it," said Cyril.
"And give it them all?" said Jane.
"Yes, but whose is it?"
"I should go to the first house and ask the name of the owner of the castle," said the golden bird, and really the idea seemed a good one. They dusted themselves down as well as they could and went down the road. The first house they came to was a little white house with green shutters and a slate roof. The children walked up to the front door, and Cyril pulled the bell.
"My hat!" he breathed. "We don't know any French."
At this moment the door opened. A very tall, lean lady with pale ringlets stood before them. Her eyes were small and grey, and not pretty, for the rims were red as though she had been crying. She addressed the party in something that sounded like a foreign language. "What does she say?" Robert asked, looking down into the hollow of his jacket where the phoenix was nestling. But before the phoenix could answer, the lady's face was lighted up by a most charming smile.
"You are from England!" she cried. "I love so much the England. Mais entrez, entrez dans tous.
We only want to ask—"
"I shall say all that you wish," said the lady. "Enter only."
So they all went in, wiping their feet on a very clean mat, and putting the carpet in a safe corner of the veranda.
"The most beautiful days of my life," said the lady, "did pass themselves in England."
There was a wood fire, very small and very bright. The room was extremely bare, but for the polished table, at the end of which a little boy sat in a high-backed, uncomfortable-looking chair.
"Oh, how pretty!" said everyone.
But no one meant the boy. What everyone admired was a little Christmas tree hung around with tiny candles.
"Sit down, you then, and let us see," said the lady.
Then there was a struggle in the breast of Robert, and out fluttered the phoenix, spread his gold wings, flew to the top of the Christmas tree, and perched there.
"Ah!" cried the lady. "It will burn itself!"
"It won't, thank you," said Robert. And the little French boy clapped his hands. But the lady was so anxious that the phoenix fluttered down and walked up and down on the shiny walnut wood table.
"Is it that your little parakeet talks?" asked the lady.
And the phoenix replied in excellent French. It said,
"Parfaitement, madame."
Then in English, "Why are you so sad near Christmas time?" At this, of course, the lady began to cry again.
"I am sorry we came when you were so sad," said Anthea.